Yes, I can hear you. The question is, can you hear me? Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, to all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, and otherwise, all across this great republic and around the world. I bid you welcome this evening to another hour of The Flip Side. I'm your host, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to this program live right here on Republic Radio International. Sorry about that, John. Republic Broadcasting Network. That takes me back about 10 years, and I guess maybe I'm back there tonight. What a day. It's been an interesting day. And glad to have you here on this, I believe it's a Wednesday night. Robbie will be out until next week. And got a trip to the West Coast he needs to make. So that's those things are going on. Tonight's broadcast will be a continuation of what we began last night. For those of you who were able to join us, the real story of the money control over America. Now, I have to be honest with you, it has been such an unusually busy day for me and for many, many reasons. I have not had on the news. If Chicago had been burned down by a descendant of Mrs. O'Leary's cow, I wouldn't know it. I haven't picked up a newspaper, haven't been near the television with the normal news sources and resources that we may tend to lean on. I've spent very little time on the Internet today, a lot of time on the phone, and dealing with a wide range of issues. But we're going to pick up on this thing here shortly after this first break, and we will continue talking about what we discussed last night. But before we get there, let's take a look at some very interesting market updates today. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages surpassed another record market today to close up 98 points, ending the day at 12,621 points. The NASDAQ was up 15 to end the day at 2463. S&P up just a shy of 10 to close at 1438. The metals markets, well, platinum continues to make some pretty strong advances, up $9 today, closing at 1181. Gold had a marvelous day, currently up $6 to end over $650, end of the day at 653.80. A lot of rallies in the gold markets with futures and options buying. Silver has hit new highs today at the recent highs at 1355. Silver end of the day up 15 cents. So there's a lot of activity. And certainly the OPEC oil ministers, I guess, are in the midst of one of their quarterly or semi-annual meetings or whatever. And I think there's a lot of speculation as to what the outcome of that's going to be. I noticed that prices at the pump, of course, I have not been out for a couple of days, still seem to be holding, 213 to 219 out here in Phoenix, Arizona. Don't know what you've got in your part of the country. But, hey, stay with us. I plan to give you some interesting history lessons tonight for the balance of this hour. I will see you on the flip side of this commercial break.
You ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. Pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground.
Oh, I'll tell you what, this old guy singing about it starts in third grade. Don't know if I'm transmitting with a squad. I'm trying to adjust some things here with my microphone, etc. Interesting, listening to this song, talking about it all started in the third grade. He was a late comer. For me, it started with my cousin Mike and I over by the water tanks in first grade. Of course, Mike was in second grade. The twins, Pam and Paula. Never mind. First grade? Ladies and gentlemen, that was in like what? You know, 1950 what? Never mind. From the book of Proverbs 22:7. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Last night we spoke of fools and kings and many things, I guess. The opening salvo, as it were, of money control over America. The real story of money control over America. We talked a little bit about how money is created. It's amongst the very few things that man can, in fact, create. Something out of nothing. And of course, that something now has a perceived value. Barter, exchange, buy, sell. The only way new money, which, to remind you, is not true money. No, true money is gold or silver, something of the earth, something tangible. What this thing is we call money is credit. It represents a debt. You see, it goes into circulation in America when it's borrowed from the bankers. And when the state and the people borrow large sums, we seem to prosper. However, the bankers create only the amount of the principal of each loan, never the extra amount needed to pay the interest, and therefore the new money never equals the new debt added. The amounts needed to pay the interest on loans is not created, and therefore, I hate to tell you this, doesn't exist, my friends. It does not exist. Well, therefore, if it doesn't exist, how can it be? Well, under this kind of a system, this fiat monetary system where new debt always exceeds the new money, no matter how much or how little is borrowed, the total debt increasingly outstrips the amount of debt available to pay that debt. The people can never, ever, ever get out of debt. My God, folks, you can't even break even. Don't you understand that? We can never break even. Something is horribly wrong here. Horribly, horribly wrong. An example I'm going to share with you will show the viciousness of this usury debt system with its built-in shortage of money. Let's assume that $60,000 is borrowed. Now, that's not an impossible sum. Do you realize that if you borrow $60,000, that you must pay back just under $256,000? You go to a bank, you borrow $60,000 to maybe buy a new home or maybe a Hummer. Maybe you want to buy a farm. The bank clerk has the borrower agree to pay back the loan plus interest at 14% interest for 30 years. Now, I realize this is a little high, but you know what? We're going to get there. The borrower must agree to pay back $710.92 per month for a total of $255,931.20. The clerk then requires the citizen to assign to the banker the right of ownership of the property if the borrower does not make the required payments. The bank clerk then gives the borrower a $60,000 check or a $60,000 deposit slip, crediting the borrower's checking account with $60,000. The borrower then writes checks to the builder, the subcontractors, etc., who in turn write checks. $60,000 of new checkbook money is thereby added to money in circulation. And however, and this is the fatal flaw in this usury system we live under, the only new money created and put into circulation is the amount of the loan, 60,000 big ones. The money to pay the interest is not created and therefore was not ever added to money in circulation. But even so, my friends, the borrower, you and I, and those who follow us in ownership of the property must earn and take out of circulation nearly $256,000, almost $200,000 more than was ever put into circulation when you borrowed the original money. By the way, if you haven't figured it out yet when you're going to pay your own bills, my friends, it's this interest which cheats each and every one of us out of nicer homes. It's not that we can't afford them. It's because the banker's usury forces us to pay for four homes in order to get one. Every new loan puts the same process in operation. Each borrower adds a small sum to the total money supply when he borrows, but the payments on the loan, because of interest, and then deduct a much larger sum for the total money supply. There is therefore no way that any debtor can pay off the money lenders. As they pay the principal and interest, the money in circulation disappears. All we can do is struggle against one another, borrowing more and more from the money lenders, or as Christ referred to them as the money changers. All we can do is borrow and more and more and more from these sons and sons of you-know-whats, each and every generation. The money lenders, the banksters, who produce nothing of value, slowly and then more rapidly gain a death grip upon the land, the buildings, and present and future earnings of an entire working population. Proverbs 22:7 has come to pass in America. The borrowers have become the servants of the lenders. No wonder God Almighty forbids interest on loans. And if you doubt me, small loans do very much the same thing, except they only do it worse. If you haven't quite grasped the impact of what I've just shared with you, consider a very small auto loan for 3 years at, say, 18% interest. Oh, yeah, I know. It's out there for less. But let's look at some historical averages. Step one, citizen borrows $5,000 and pays it into circulation. It goes to the dealer, the factory, the miner, etc., signs a note agreeing to pay the banker back $6,500. Citizen pays $180 of his earnings to the banker. In 3 years, he will take out of circulation $1,500 more than he put in. Kind of an interesting concept, isn't it? We're in the wrong business. Every loan of banker-created money or credit causes the same thing to happen. And ladies and gentlemen, this has happened millions upon millions of times since 1913. It continues today. You can see why America has gone from a prosperous debt-free nation to a debt-ridden nation where practically every home and farm and business is paying usury or tribute to some banker. The tribute that we pay to the bankers on personal, state, local, and federal debt totals more than the combined earnings of 25% of the working people. Maybe today it's 50%, but it continues to go up and up and up and up. Do you get it? That's why bankers prosper in good times or bad. In the millions of transactions made each year, like those I've just shared with you, little actual currency ever changes hands, and nor is it necessary to do so. You see, 95% of all so-called cash transactions in the United States are by check or by debit card. See, the banker is perfectly safe in creating that so-called loan by writing the check or deposit slip, not against actual money, but against your promise to pay it back. The cost to the banker is paper, ink, and a few bucks in salary, and an office cost for each transaction. It's check kiting on an enormous scale. The profits increase rapidly year after year. And the cost to you? What is the cost to you? Have you figured that one out yet? It's everything. In 1910, the U.S. federal debt was only $1 billion, or $12.40 per citizen. State and local debts were practically non-existent. By 1920, after only 6 years of Federal Reserve shenanigans, the federal debt had jumped to $24,228 per person. By 1960, it was up to $1,575 per person. In 1981, the federal debt passed $1 trillion and was growing exponentially as the bankers tripled the interest rates. State and local debts today are even more than the federal. And with business and personal debts totaled at over $6 trillion, today it's even higher than that. Many, many times over the value, the real value of all land and buildings in America. You see, if we signed over to the banksters, all of America, we would still owe them two more Americas, plus their usury, of course. But my friends, they are too cunning to take title to everything. Stay with us. They got more on this issue when we return on the flip side of this commercial break. And Mr. Producer, jump on here with me during the break, would you?
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
One fresh and tender kiss.
Mm-hmm.
The memories you gave of me. Add one stolen night of bliss.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy.
Welcome back, my friends. Other side of the break. Hopefully we're here. Dean Martin. Not bad. That's nice, calming music. Good stuff. Real music. At least you can understand the words. We're talking about the bankers, how they rape people, how they rake us over the coals. Obviously, somebody doesn't know we're on the air because they're going to keep calling. Bankers are here to take everything from us they can. Now, when I talk about bankers, it doesn't matter if you're buying a car or a house. The issue is not important. You could be a banker runs the credit cards today. Remember, if we signed over today to the international bankers, all of America, we would still owe at least two more Americas plus the interest. But you see, they're too cunning to take title to everything. They will instead leave us some illusion of ownership so that we and our children and grandchildren will continue to work and pay the banksters more of our earnings in ever-increasing debt. The so-called establishment has captured our people with their ungodly system of usury and debt is certainly as if they had marched in with a uniformed army. Now, to grasp the truth that periodic withdrawal of money through interest payments will inexorably transfer all wealth in the nation to the receiver of interest, the bankers, consider that you are in a poker or a dice game where everyone must buy the chips. Let's say the chips are the medium of exchange. The chips in the game are Dallas. And you got to buy the chips from the banker. And, of course, the banker never risks the chips in the game, but watches the table and every hour reaches in and takes 10 to 15% of all the chips on the table. And as the game goes on, the amount of chips in the possession of each player will go up and down with his luck. However, the total number of chips available to play the game and to carry on trade or business will decrease rapidly. This is Vegas at its finest. But the game will eventually get low on chips, and somebody and some are going to run out. Now, if you want to continue to play, then you've got to buy or borrow more chips from the banker. Of course, the banker will sell or lend them only if the player signs a mortgage, agreeing to give the banker some real property, maybe a car, a home, a farm, a business, etc. If that player cannot make periodic payments to pay back all of the chips plus a few extra shekels or interest, the payments must be made on time, whether you win, make a profit, or not. You see, in describing our little scenario in that manner, it becomes a little bit more easily understandable, doesn't it? It's easy to see, my friends, that no matter how skillfully you play, eventually the banker will end up with all of his original chips, and except for the very best players, the banker is going to wind up with the rest of them. If they stay in long enough, you're going to lose to the banker your homes, your farms, your businesses, maybe your cars, your watches, your rings, and the shirts off your back. But you see, our real-life situation in this nation today is far worse than any poker game. In a poker game, none is forced to go into debt, and anyone can quit at any time and keep whatever they still have. But in real life, even if we borrow ourselves from the bankers, the local, state, and federal governments borrow, and they borrow billions in our name. They squander it. They confiscate our earnings from us and pay it back to the bankers with interest. All of his interest. We are forced to play the game their way. None of us can leave except by death. And even then, they're after the shekels that are left. We pay as long as we live, and our children pay after we die. And if we cannot pay, the same government sends the police to take our property and give it to the bankers. You see, the bankers, they risk nothing in the game. They just collect their percentage and win it all. In Las Vegas, Atlantic City, and all the casinos on the Indian reservations all across America, and in Monte Carlo in Europe, all gambling centers around the world, all games are rigged to pay the owner a percentage, and they rake in millions. The Federal Reserve Bankers game is also rigged, except for one key difference. It pays off in billions, and it's nearing trillions. In recent years, my friends, bankers added real cards to their game. Oh, but these don't have hearts and spades and clubs and diamonds on them. They're called credit cards and debit cards. They're promoted as a convenience and a great boon to trade, but actually they're ingenious devices by which bankers collect 2 to 5% of every retail sale from the seller and 18% interest from the buyer. That is a real stacked deck. And if you think it isn't, we spoke on this program a week ago about the fact that during the year 2006, which has been over but 4 weeks and 3 days, the banksters, the international criminals of high finance, in America alone raked in $17.1 billion windfall profits with late fees and overcharged penalties. $17.1 billion, ladies and gentlemen. But remember something. All of this is just as political as well. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to discuss the political side of the real story about how the bankers not only have their hands in our accounts, but the hands are in our pockets as well. See you on the flip side of this commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Money supply, there would be no national debt. And the over $4 trillion of other debts would be practically non-existent, since there would be no original cost of money, except for printing And we would have no continuing costs such as interest. Federal taxes would be almost nil. Money, once in circulation, would remain there and go on serving its purpose as what it was meant to be, a medium of exchange for generation after generation after generation and century after century. Something the way coins do now. But our coins have little in them. They have no real honest backing in them. Oh, and by the way, while all this was going on, we would have no payments to the bankers whatsoever. You know, it's interesting, about a little over a week ago, we came on John Stattmiller's program when Bob Chapman was on. And we had an interesting coin offering for those who were interested. That package included five each old $10 U.S. Liberty Gold coins, all minted 100 years ago or more. We also offered in that package five $20 Liberties, double eagles, old U.S. legal lawful tender. Once again, all minted 1907 or older. We had some modern $10 gold pieces in the package. We had 200 ounces of silver. You know what's amazing? We talk about money lasting as a medium of exchange, real money, the way it was intended, not this junk we carry around today. But money lasting generation after generation, century after century. I think about the coins, the gold and the silver coins that over the last 15, 18 years that I've been instrumental in putting into people's hands. Gold sovereigns, British sovereigns, going back into the early 1800s with young Queen Victoria. Do your history. It'll give you an idea how old those coins are. They're not ultra rarities, but they're medium of exchanges that have held their value since they were minted. French pieces going back to Napoleon I. Around the time we were involved with the Johnny Horton era. You know, in 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. You remember that? That's 1814. I've had marvelous French pieces in my hand that I put into people's hands that were minted in 1811, 1812. And because they're gold and because they've got hardeners in them, these coins have lasted. And could still, in fact, be in circulation. And the same can be said with old U.S. gold coins. Perfect example. Some years ago, I not only owned some of these coins, I've also helped place some of these coins in the hands of my clients. I'm not getting off in a sales pitch tonight. You know where to find me if you want to talk about those things. And I'll give the number out a little bit later, but that's not the purpose of my discussion here tonight. Which, by the way, indicates that this series you're listening to is going to extend into a third night tomorrow night. Because I think it warrants dissecting some of what I'm sharing with you. Some years ago, a marvelous shipwreck was discovered. The SS Republic. Robbie and I have done a show on it together. I've done programs on it separately. The SS Republic was a steam paddler. That was, after the Civil War, was rushing a load of gold and silver down to the south to aid in the reconstruction. And the ship went down. What, 1865, 1866, somewhere in that time frame? I don't remember specifics right now, but it's within a year right then and there. And so these coins, up until just a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, laid at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean until a group of people discovered it. And within an extremely short period of time, brought up massive amounts of old U.S., United States minted, pre-Civil War gold and silver coins, seated Liberty half dollars, old $10 and $20 double eagles and eagles that had sat at the bottom of the ocean for well over 100 years and have come up I was in the most amazing of conditions. I'm a history lover. I happen to also be a collector of coins and art and other objects to art and old film posters and memorabilia. I have been most of my life. I have little left of my original film collection. I'm nothing more than a caretaker. That's much the way I look at the gold and silver coinage. But I go beyond being a collector. I'm a realist. And I understand what the bankers have done to destroy the monetary and economic system of this nation and the entire global economic system. How they are continuing to force an issue to weaken one currency so as to strengthen another. To pit nations and economies against one another. All for the welfare of the banksters. And when I look at these exquisite 1860 and 1861 seated liberty half dollars that were never placed into circulation, that are now in a preservation capsule that have survived over 100 years, 125 years, under the ocean, in salt water, and they've come out that damn pristine. It tells you what money was meant to be. Intergenerational wealth provision, as good as gold. It's amazing. 1860. What was going on in our history in 1860? It's the year that Abraham Lincoln ran for the presidency. Some of the coins were struck in 1859. John Brown. 1861. The year that Lincoln ascended to the presidency and took the oath of office. It's also the year that the Civil War, the war between the states, the war of northern aggression, whatever you wish to call it, began. I own coins that were struck at that time, struck in New Orleans, what would become the hotbed of the South. But I also own gold and silver pieces for wealth preservation. Things of no specific value other than their metallic content. This is how you beat the bankers. You become, in effect, your own banker. Not with a monetary system that is necessarily recognized right now, but will once again be recognized, I'm afraid, in the not-too-distant future, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't have to pay payments to the bankers to own these. I don't have any interest. I'm not paying any federal taxes on it. These things have been in circulation, and in one form or another, they are still in circulation, except that they are in my pocket and not the bankers and not someone else's. Because, you see, we have faced throughout our history mounting debts and wars such as the unbelievable war we were involved with today. And this is a piece that just during the last break came to me, and I have to share this with you. Off of Capitol Hill Blues website, tens of millions of dollars have been lost through waste and fraud in Iraq. The United States government has wasted tens of millions of dollars in Iraq. The reconstruction aid, including scores of unaccounted for weapons and a never used camp for housing police trainers with an Olympic sized swimming pool. You and I have paid for that. And our men and women in the overextended, overtaxed military, the Army of Bush, are not even allowed to use this swimming pool. Our tax money paid for it. It sits there going unused. Because over the years, history has proven that instead of peace and debt-free prosperity, we have ever-mounting debt. And we have periodic wars. And we as a people are now ruled not by a character like Waldo living at 1600, but we are in fact ruled by a system of banker-owned mammon, which has usurped the mantle of government, disguised itself as our legitimate government, and set about to pauperize and control our people. It is now a centralized, all-powerful political apparatus whose main purposes are promoting war and spending the people's money. at propagandizing to perpetuate itself in power. Our two large political parties have become the servants of mammon. They become the servants of the banksters. And the various departments of government, its spending agencies, and the Internal Revenue Service, its collection agency. I love that, don't you? Internal Revenue Service? Yeah, they're servicing us all right, much like a $25 whore up on the strip in Vegas. Does that offend you? It should. You see, unknown to the people, it all operates in close cooperation with similar apparatuses in other nations, which are also disguised as governments. Some, we are told, are our friends, although we have few left. Some, we are told, are our enemies, and they are many. You see, enemies are built up through international manipulations and used to frighten the American people into going billions of dollars more into debt to the bankers for military preparedness, foreign aid to stop communism, minority rights, etc., etc. Citizens deliberately confused by brainwashing propaganda watch helplessly while our politicians give our food and our goods and our money to banker-controlled alien governments under the guise of better relationship or easing tensions or giving a nation democracy. Our banker-controlled government takes our finest and bravest sons and daughters and sends them to a foreign war with obsolete equipment and inadequate training. God, they're still sending them off into sandy deserts with M16s. May their souls be damned. I carried that weapon nearly 40 years ago, and it was susceptible to massive jamming and dust even then. Great firepower when it's clean and lubricated and does not have one speck of dust in it. The AK-47, which is financed by international bankers for our supposed enemies, does not have the firepower of an M16, but it's got something the M16 does not have: reliability. Thousands of others are morally corrupted. They're addicted to drugs, infected with venereal diseases and other diseases, which they, in some cases, bring back to the United States. And if they come back, they may have no families, divorce, incest, rape, adulterous relationships, because we've got a bankster-controlled government that leaves people on tours of duty for 4 and 5 years in a row. And they come home and their children don't know them, and their wife is probably gone anyway and taken up with somebody else, or vice versa. Maybe it's the woman that's overseas and the man comes home and he's gone off and gotten himself serviced elsewhere. And one day when this so-called war is over, we've gained nothing but our billions and trillions of dollars more in debt to the banksters, which is the reason for the war in the first place. And there's still more. The profits from these massive debts, my friends, have been used to erect a complete and almost hidden economic and political colossus all over the nation. And they keep telling us that they're trying to do us good. They're trying to protect us from the terrorists. And when in truth, they work to bring harm and injury to our people by leaving our borders open. These would-be despots know it is easier to control and rob an ill, poorly educated, and confused people than it is a healthy and intelligent population. So they deliberately prevent real cures for diseases. They degrade our educational system, and they stir up social and racial unrest. And for the same reason, they favor drug use, alcohol, interracial marriage, sexual promiscuity, abortion, pornography, and crime. Everything which debilitates the minds and bodies of the people is secretly encouraged, as it makes the people less able to oppose them or even to understand what is being done to them. Family morals, love of country, the Christian religion, all that is honorable or once was, is being swept away while they try to build their new subservient man. Our new rulers are trying to change our whole racial, social, religious, and political order, but they will not change the debt, money, economic system by which they rob and rule. And see, our people have become tenants and debt slaves to the banksters and their agents in the land that our fathers conquered. It is conquest through the most gigantic fraud and swindle in the history of mankind. And we remind you again, the key for their wealth and power over us is their ability to create money out of nothing. I'll be back with some final comments on the flip side of this commercial break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide.
We're giving you a little lesson in economics tonight, when Liberty Valance. Just what I need, some music from a John Wayne movie. I love it. Liberty Valance, been talking last night and tonight about the controls that the economic banksters of the world have over us, and I hope you're learning something. And I've tried to slow up my delivery tonight. We're peppering it with some side commentary, and I hope you'll return with us tomorrow evening for the third and final part of this dissertation. But to end this segment tonight, to reiterate the key to the bankers, wealth and power. Remember, our president is not the leader. He is not the decider or the decision maker. He's nothing more than, as Elvis Presley once sang about, a puppet on a string. Because it's the international financial community, oy vey, that's behind the scenes controlling those strings. That is only what has allowed an individual to sit upon the throne of the presidency of the United States. The key to their wealth and power over us is their ability to create money out of nothing and lend it to us at usury, at interest. If they'd not been allowed to do that, they would never have gained secret control of our nation. Joseph McCarthy came close, but he didn't go far enough. You see, my friends, God Almighty warned us in the Bible that one of the curses which would come upon his people for disobeying his laws was, quote, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him, and he shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Deuteronomy 28, verses 44 and 45. You see, my friends, most of the owners of the largest banks in America are of Eastern European ancestry and connected with the Rothschild European banks. Has the warnings of Deuteronomy come to fruition in America? I suspect that it has. I don't suspect it, I know it. Tomorrow evening, we will pick up for the final segment, not even for the entire hour, unless I find something else I want to add to it. And Lord knows I may. Only the Lord knows. So I hope you'll join me tomorrow night for our third and final chapter, the real story of the money control over America. Now, I made no bones about it. This piece was written some years ago by one Sheldon Emery. And I suppose if you go on the Internet, you can type in that title, The Real Story of the Money Control Over America. But I promise you, you will not get the extemporaneous editions and other explanations and examples that I have put into this program last night and tonight. It's kind of like I've got a pulpit again, not just because of biblical reference. The cadence is there. The story needs to be told. The lessons must be learned. I hope you'll learn from them. I hope you will profit from these lessons which I've shared with you. Time for me to go. On behalf of Republic Broadcasting Network, Robbie Noel and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.